On today's show, Mercedes teases its new hypercar. Global car sales fall for the first time in 20 months, and a peek inside the development of Toyota's new fuel cell-powered semi-truck. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Global car sales slipped for the first time in 20 months in April. Wards Auto reports that automakers sold 7.3 million vehicles worldwide last month, which is down 3% compared to a year ago. Each region saw sales slide. In North America, sales dropped 4%. In Europe, it was a 6% drop. In South America, sales fell 1%, and sales were flat in Asia. But even though car sales were down in April, for the entire year, sales are at 31 million units, which is up 3% from the prior year. Honda just opened an advanced public charging station in Germany designed for both current EVs and future models. The 940-volt station is able to provide 150 kilowatts of energy across four vehicles charging simultaneously. It also is powered by renewable energy, including solar panels on the top of the station's canopy. In a later phase of the project, Honda will install a hydrogen filling station at the site. It too will have power supplied by renewable energy sources and will be capable of providing back-to-the-grid energy storage and transmission to local power companies. This project is part of Honda's broader goal to electrify two-thirds of its lineup in Europe by 2025. Well, he finally did it. Or maybe we should say, they finally did it. As everyone who watches Autoline Daily knows, Dow Automotive sponsors this program, and for 2 years they've been running an ad featuring Austin Dillon and his NASCAR team, which Dow also sponsors. Well, this past weekend, Austin Dillon finally won his first race, the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. It's quite an achievement. Winning a NASCAR race is so difficult these days because the series is so competitive. For example, in this race, the entire field of 43 cars all qualified within just 6/10 of a second of each other. So we salute Dillon and Dow for such an impressive achievement. And you know what? Once a race driver wins a race, we usually see them start winning more frequently. So go get them, Austin. And congrats to Takuma Sato and Honda for their win at the 500. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
At last year's Paris Auto Show, Mercedes-AMG confirmed they were working on a new hypercar. And now we're getting our first taste. It's only one picture with no bodywork, but there's still a lot of information we can gather. The F1-derived power plant is a hybrid system that consists of a turbocharged V6 engine, lithium-ion battery pack, three electric motors, and an energy recovery system. The battery pack is mounted just behind the front tires, which will feed two of the system's three electric motors at the front of the car. There's no link from the front to the mid-mounted V6. You'll also notice pretty slick suspension setups in the front and rear as well. The car, called Project One, has all the hallmarks of being one sweet machine when it comes out. Speaking of sweet machines, BMW announced it's working on a performance M version of the all-new 8 Series. All we've got are these camouflage shots, but we did get a good look at a concept of the coupe last week. And like any M model, just picture everything looking more aggressive, and you'll have a really good idea of what the car will look like. Speaking of BMW, it showed its vision of what a future scooter might look like. Called the Concept Link, it was inspired by BMW Motorrad's Vision Next 100. But aside from its Tron-like appearance, the bike features an electric motor and battery, a bench seat that can be moved forward and backward, a HUD that projects useful information, and a secondary display screen. I don't know about you, but I think this thing is pretty cool looking. I'd be happy to scoot around on one. Coming up next, a look into the development of Toyota's fuel cell semi-truck.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Last month, Toyota announced plans to begin tests of fuel cell-powered semi-trucks at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And on last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by Sheldon Brown, the executive program manager of Toyota's Advanced Fuel Cells, and he shared insights into the development of the hydrogen-powered heavy trucks.
And this was something internal to Toyota. We funded it completely. In fact, we really didn't even tell the port that we were working on it. But what we did do was we went out and actually through a third party, we purchased
a Kenworth,
yeah, exactly, a T660. And so we went through there. We bought it as a glider. And then we...
I.e. no powertrain.
I.e. no powertrain, that's right. We didn't need it, so we figured no sense in paying for it, right?
you can do that with trucks. You can buy them without engines.
You sure can, yeah. And let's be honest, on these development projects, budget is a little hard to come by sometimes. So, yeah, we use that opportunity. But, yeah, we took this and we literally took the components that we took off of production Mirais, and we basically packaged them. We had to develop new fuel tanks. We had to develop a set of motors, a transmission, and some batteries. But the rest of the vehicle is really legitimately production Mirai components, including many of the power electronics. So we put those in, we packaged them. Obviously, before we got that far, we did a little bit of modeling to make sure that, you know, this sounded better than just some an idea on paper, and there's a little bit of validity to it. But yeah, we brought them together, and then at that point in time, we went through and developed the vehicle. It took us about, from the time we really started, the real packaging, got the green light to spend the money, about 12 months, about a year. And then we spent the next 4 months validating and making sure that we had sort of hit our numbers. And right before we introduced this back, I think it was on the 19th of April, we did bring PACCAR and their executives just to let them know, hey, we've used your vehicle, and, you know, just sort of as a courier, a courtesy to let them to, you know, tell them, hey, this we've done this, and we'd like for you to see it. And certainly, you know, looking down the road, you know, if there's an opportunity to collaborate, you know, we've left all those doors open, because right now, you know, we're just in the proof of concept phase right now.
To learn more about Toyota's fuel cell powered semi trucks, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.